Omalei anan os mishum delav kruz gito masbinen lo. We learned a different shot here. The reason why it's called a shear, the reason why if it leaves over metaltalim, it's called a shear, maybe not because an eved is called kimetaltalim dummy. Maybe that's not the reason. But the pshat is, it's a chsurin in a get trisus. Like this, when you want to free your eved kanani, you have to give him a get trisus, you have to be meshachar him. What's called a good get trisus? If you write a shtar saying you're giving everything away to the eved, that's called a get trisus. That's called a shtar shichrit. You're freeing the eved. But once you leave over something for yourself, the reason why the eved does not go out free, not because by leaving over some metaltalim you mean to leave over the eved for yourself also. Maybe an eved is only kakak, it's not a metaltalim dummy. But the pshat is the chsor in the shtar shichrit. A shtar shichrit that wants to free your eved, it has to be a shtar that is completely not attached to you anymore. He's completely resolved from you. So that's only if you give him away completely. But any time there's a shear, you're leaving over something for yourself, that's a chsorin. So that's why it's not. That's why he doesn't go out free. But not because karka eved is kemetaltlim, you have no proof. Could be eved is only karka dummy. But here it's a chsorin and they get krisus. Lav kri, krus gita. Yes. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, that chamisha, five different cases, that the loch is only applied if you give away everything. We'll soon see what they are. These are the things. Shchiv mera, like we had in the Mishnah before, if a shchiv mera, a man that's dying, gives away all his property to somebody for present, and then he becomes well, he has a right to retract. When can he retract? Only if he gave away all his property. But if he left over some for himself, then he can't retract anymore. So it's a loch of kol nechsayim. He has to give away everything, and then we say it's an umdana, he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die. But if Sari is not going to die, he didn't mean to give it away, so he could retract. Avdoi, the same thing, if you want your eved to go out free, so you write him a shtar, all your property goes to him, only if you write kol nechsayim. But if you leave all the sum nechosa for yourself, then your eved does not go out free. Same thing, ishtoi, same case by your wife also. So in case they give you, the case where she it says ishto yobonov, ishto yobonov. That's the case where she loses out her ksuba. We'll soon see. The more soon explain these cases. Shpam says bonov means it's not nakhisim nechosav lebonov. The cost of ishto kakachol shuav the ksubasai. Yeah, we'll soon see the case of ishto. Could be ishto means the case of ishto. We have a case before where you give all your property to your wife. So we say you do not really mean to give it to her, you only mean to make her an apotropis that she should watch it for the kids. That's only if you give her everything. Ubonov, in the case where you write all your property over to your sons, and you leave over a little bit for your wife, then she loses the ksuba. But if you leave over nothing, then she doesn't lose the ksuba. And the same thing with varachas. In the case where she wants to give it away, it will soon see like she's running away. Varachas means barachas, she's running away. In such a case, also will soon see the case. Gemara explains now like this, the five cases. Shchiv mera, what's the case of a dying man? That's now we learned. Shchiv mera, shekosov kol nechosov acherim. If a shchiv mera writes a present and gives away all his nechosim to somebody else, and v'shay yakak kolshu, he leaves over a little bit for himself, so then the locher is matnosa kayemeth. No matter what happens, even if it gets better now, the matana is still called the good matana. And the person keeps it, because since he left over some for himself, it's a good matana. What's going to be loy shayer kaka kolshu? Let's say the shchiv mera left over nothing for himself. He gave away all his nechosim for present. Then the locher is a matnosa kayemis, that the matana is not kayem if he gets well. If the shchiv mera becomes well, then the matana is not called the matana, a matnosa kayemis. That's one case of kol nechosim. They give away a matna shchiv mera, gives away all his nechosim. Avdoi, the second case, your Eved Kanani, what's that case? Like we learned, it's not we learned. Hakoisev kol nechosav li avdoi, if somebody writes a shtar, and he gives all his property away to his Eved Kanani, so locher is yotze ben chayrin. That's like a shtar shichrur, that the Eved goes out free, you mean to give him himself also.
What about Shire Kaka Koshu? You leave over some property for yourself, then Lo Yotze Ben Chayrin, then the halacha is the Eved does not go out free. So Kitz Eved only goes out free if you give away all your nechosim. It's another case of Kol Nechseim. Ishtoi, where's the case of an Ishtoi, your wife? The Yomer of Yudam HaShmuel, HaKos of Kol Nechosim Lishtoi, if a husband writes off a present that all his nechosim should go to his wife, so he say he does not really mean it, but rather Lo Yotze Ela Petrupo. He only meant to make her a guardian for the kids, that they should respect her, she should be the one taking care. That's all he meant. Since he gave away everything, he did not leave over anything for his kids, we say for sure that's not what he meant. But rather he meant to make her an apotropis, that she just watches the property for her sons. Bonav, what's the case of the children? The Tanam went like this. HaKosev kol nechosav lebonav. If a husband writes away all his property, he should go to his sons. V'kosav lishtakaka kolshu. And he says, listen, only one small property should go to her. So then the locher is of the ksubosa. She has no ksubra anymore. Because since the husband gave away all the nechosav for present to the kids, so she gets nothing. If he wouldn't leave over anything for her, everything to go to the kids, then she would get a ksuba. That's not called, she was like Meichel the ksuba. But once she accepted something and she kept quiet, then we say she's like Meichelit, and therefore she doesn't receive a ksuba.
Yeah.
Yes, that's four of the cases. What's the fifth case? Mivarachas, running away. What does that mean? The Yom Amar, Mivarachas, Tzricha Shetichtoif. When Isha wants to sell a property because she wants to get it away from a new husband. The locher is, she has to write, Tzricha Shetichtoiv, Kol Nechseho. All of the nechosim are going away to somebody else. So Shbam explains like this. Yekloima, Isha Almona. You have an Isha that's a widow. She has no nechosim, she owns property. So Shbam says, V'daita linosen, she wants to remarry now. But she's afraid to let her property go to a new husband. Therefore, the rights of Riach Nechseh Mibaila. She doesn't know if it will last or not the second marriage. So she wants to make sure the husband won't be able to use her property. So she wants to, like, sell her property just in order that the husband can't use it. Shloyeh Zakreb Nechosim. Vim Tis Almanen or Tis Garish Yachsrulo. Let's say she becomes, let's say he dies. She wants to get it. Yeah. Vim Loyeh Tziyosin. If she would not take it out of her own Rishus now before the Nesuyim, then Yiskulem Baal, then the Baal will get it. Now, since she doesn't leave over anything for herself, then we say it's a non-sadi, that what is she doing now? She's giving away this present not because she really wants to give it away, only because she doesn't want a new husband to have it. But we say that's only if she gives everything away. But if she leaves over some for herself, then we have to be afraid, no, what she gave away is a good present, and later on she can't get it back, can't get it. That's called Mavarach. So again, in the cases later, when she gets a get or so, she gets the present back again. So it's only if she gave everything away. Yeah. Now, with a kula in all these five cases, metaltle heavy shear. Shno, if you leave over metaltlim, it's also called leaving over. Levan miksuba. Only if by the ksuba by your wife, if you leave over metaltlim for your wife, that means nothing. The amekakoi tekinu rabbonin, the metaltel tekinu rabbonin. Because ksuba is a special takana. The other rabbonim made a takana, the wife could only collect the ksuba from karka and not from metaltelim. So if the husband gave all his property to his sons and only left some metaltelim for his wife, that means nothing. Then she's not mechul the ksuba, then she still has a right to collect the ksuba. But in these other cases here, by mevarachas, all these cases, if she leaves over even some metaltelim for herself, then we don't say it's 100% matana. Then we say, forget, the matana was a good matana. And she doesn't only mean to give it away because she wants to get it away from her husband. But we say then, no, then the person could keep it.
Yeah. Tell them what it says. Amema
says, Metaltli diksivi biksuba, viisnaya bianayu heavy shear. if metaltlim was written up in the ksuba itself, it said that she has a right to collect metaltlim, or she brought in some metaltlim, and that's what she could receive back. And those metaltlim are be'enayu, are around, and achlami, that is also called a shir. Those been left that over for her, and she's accepting it, so it's fitted like she's accepting something for a ksuba, and the rest she's meichel, is called a good mechila. Yeah. Now the Mor says, Oma nichsay lepalnia. Let's say a shchimra, somebody says, my nechosim should go over to somebody else. So, avdo ikri nichsay. You should know, the avodim are also given over. If a shchimra said that his nechosim should go to somebody else, so his eved kanani also goes to that person. You should know, yeah. So, Shbam says now, piskei halachas saying, over now, clear cut halachas. The Mor says, a shchimra shoma nichsay lepalnia. The Rashbam says the Rosh could even be by a healthy person also, where he makes a real Kenyan Suda. And he says, my Nechosim should go to that person. The Locher is, if he hasn't ever Kanani, he's also called Nichsei, goes over. The Tanan learned like this, HaKoysav Kol Nechosav Liavdoi, if you write all your Nechosim, all your property, should go to your Eved, the Locher is Yotze Ben Chorin, that the Eved Kanani goes out free. So you see clearly, even though you're only saying you're writing Nechosav to the Eved, you also mean to let him go out free also. So you see clearly an Eved is included in the word Nechosav. Aryo Ikr Nichsay. His property, that's also included in Nechosim. Churas Pshita. It's not learned like this. Nechosim Sheishta Machrayis Nikna Mekesav Ashtar V'chazoka. So Nechosim that has Achrayis, that means Karka. So the Churi, you see, Karka is called Nechosim. So somebody says, I'm giving away my nechosim, for sure it also means to give away his karka's property. Galima, what about a shirt or coat? Galima, your shirt, is ikri nechosai, that's also included in nechosai. The person sells and gives away his nechosai, it means to give away his shirt also. There's none we learned. B'shein lehem achrayis, things that do not have achrayis, like metalta, movable things, and nikri nele b'mashicha. The only be kind of them mashicha. You see, he's talking about nechosai, and it makes a difference between metaltlam and atmet and karka. So you see, it's also included in nechosai. Zuzi, what about the money? Mar says, Zuzi is also ikri nechosai. Money is also called nechosim. It's now done like this. V'shein la machrais, the property, or that does not have a chrais, that means metaltlam or money, nicknem in nechosim sheshta machrais, the kesav ashtar v'chazoka. There's a Kenyan agav, that I want to give you metaltlim, so I give you all the karka, and agav the karka, because of the karka, you also receive the other things also. Now I could give you kesef also. I could be makna to you kesef, agav. So what's the raya? That kesef money is also included in the chosai. And what's the raya? Ki hod raf papa, like raf papa, hevelei treisa alfei zuzi, bei chuzoi. In the city Chazoyi, they owed him $12,000. So Rav Papa wanted to collect it, wanted to get it back. So what he did was, Akninu Nalei Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. Like he wanted Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to go and collect the money. And in order to make sure he collects it well, he wanted to make sure like he owns the money. He wanted him to be the owner of the money. They shouldn't be able to push him off. So he wanted to be makna the money to Shmuel Bar Acha. How did he do it? Agav Asayfa de Beisa. He did it, Kinyan Agav, like he was marking to him the portion of his house, Asayf of the base, so like the front stoop of the house, and Agav that he gave him, the Kinyan Karka, he also gave him over the money. And he also, like when he went to collect the money, Nofeg Liapaya Tavuch, like when Rav Shmuel Baracha came back with the money to bring it back for Rav Popo went out to meet him at Tavuch. Prakoponim, you see here that Zuzi, money, is also included in the word of Nechosai. What about Shtora? Let's say Ashtar, where is that? Tomorrow says Shtora Ikri Nechosai. Ashtar is also included in the words Nechosai. The Yom Rab or by Yitzchok, Shnei Shtora saying, there are two different halachas about Shtoras. The word Oma Zochu Besodeze Leploini Vekisfaloyes Ashtar. If somebody says like this, I want this karka to go to somebody. You know, I tell my friend, you can make a kinyan. Zochu besadezeh leploini. I want you to make a kinyan in this karka for my friend. You should be zochu for him. And you should then, I say also, a second thing is,
You could write up a shtar on this kinyan. So locher is chayze b'shtar. Before the shtar is written up, if you want, you could retract and say you do not want a shtar to be written up on the sale. But v'yena chayze b'sada, you cannot retract on the sada. Because if you told your friend to make a kinyan, like to be zeicha this kaka for your friend, so as soon as they made the kinyan, the person was zeicha. The matana took place. So that you can't retract. But the shtar, it wasn't made up yet, that you can tell him to stop. What about you say like this? I want you to make a kinyan in this karka for my friend, but al menashe tichtav alayas ashtar, on a condition that you write up a shtar. In other words, before you write up the shtar, the kinyan is not really good. So then, chayzi could retract, bein b'shtar, bein b'sada. Before the shtar was written up, you could retract both ways. Bein b'shtar, bein b'sada, you could retract. Now, v'rav chiyah bar avin, omarav, huna, shloisha shtaros, saying, he says there are three types of shtaros. Three different halachas, three different cases about shtaros. Trei hanan di amorin. Two so far the way you said whether the shtar was just tam a proof or whether the shtar was a tanai condition in the kinyan. Now, either, what's the third halacha of a shtar? Im kodam moicher. If the moicher, the one that's selling his property, to the cost of es hashtar, he went and wrote up the shtar. Hashbam says, the cost of shtar mechiro, liyas mezuman ulakeach, kol shoshi yitz lamoichroi, lesedeyo. That a person had a shtar written up, that whenever he wants to sell it, he should have the shtar ready. So if the moicher got a shtar written up fast, the kosev is a shtar. Like we learned halacha, that halacha is kosev shtar la moicher. Then the sefer has a right to write up a shtar for the moicher.